It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number two, Bob Flounders and Andy Shea rejoining you, but we welcome in for the final three quarters back from the Twin Cities in Minnesota, Ross Tucker.
Yes, happy to be back.
Before we get to your Tucker's tape this week, which we're going to talk about the second phase of Penn State's 2018 recruiting class.
And by the way,
slightly smaller phase.
And by the way, it's amazing. I don't think anybody really knew what the new early signing day, how that would be. It turned the second signing day, at least for Penn State, into almost a total dud. Now, it seemed like there was more activity on the West Coast and in the South.
Correct.
You know, I think there were certainly guys in the South that waited for better opportunities and then ended up getting them.
There was an unhappy mom in the South. I think everyone saw that.
Yeah, there's really nothing sadder to me than that when I see that. And I'm confused as to what she's doing when she's wearing an Alabama sweatshirt and a Tennessee hat. Like, I'm already confused. Like what, so where did you want him to go? So and then he headed down to three, and he picked the only one she wasn't wearing. And she gets up and walks out. To me, it's incredibly sad. That should be a very special moment.
Right.
Should be 100% supportive. I don't know what's going on when that happens. I have some suspicions about what happened in some of those situations, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
There was going to be another gift under the tree.
Yeah, speaking of the second.
I mean, does she get money from Tennessee for the hat? He wasn't going to pick Tennessee, but does she get? Branding purposes, does she get a little something for the hat? That's what I want to know.
I think going into the second phase, the second part of signing day became sort of the JV. The top 100 players, it was like 70% had already signed, and 30% had not. And it was, I mean, it was kind of as it was before we knew it. It was like, you know, Christmas. Yeah. This was definitely a slower.
Well, it was even more pronounced for Penn State because that Owe kid actually signed, James said, on the 20th.
Right.
And they just let him, they stayed silent, let him make that announcement for the, during that
And I bet you more guys will end up doing that.
Absolutely.
Because they like to do the All-Star game thing. And so that's a way in which they can sign, and it's a done deal. They can even enroll early if they want. But they can also do the whole hat thing at the All-Star game, which I strongly suggest since I broadcast one of those.
So before we get into the recruiting class, can we ask you about your week in Minneapolis
and
the Super Bowl?
Did you get a Juicy Lucy?
I didn't.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
All that food on your Twitter.
It is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so it just – so I was out by the Mall of America, and this is why people tune into Tucker's tape, by the way. But I was out by Mall of America, which is where Radio Row was. So what ended up happening is my radio show is 5 a.m. local. I was going to bed after midnight, and I had to take an Uber to get to Mall of America. So I was getting less than 4 hours sleep a night doing that. Radio Row, which was bonkers, the Mall of America. Then I was working for this Canadian company. It's called DAZN Canada. They stream all the NFL games up there. They have the NFL streaming rights. I do that for a while. Then I'd have like something else. I'd do like NFL Films Top 10 show or something. So I'd just have lunch there at the mall usually for free. Then I'd go to bed. You know, then I would like take a nap. And every night I had a different dinner. So,
Ross,
like, when would I have gotten the Juicy Lucy?
Ross, you found a way to eat a steak and then a plate of meatballs after the steak.
How did you know about that?
Ed McCaffrey put it on Twitter. How could you not get a Juicy? You had a double dinner.
In all sincerity, I had that night a soy sea bass because I ate so many of the appetizers that I just couldn't think of getting a big steak. So I got a soy sea bass, but then I ate it and I was still a little hungry. So I went back over to the appetizer table and crushed three more gigantic meatballs that were so good. They had pork belly and meatballs for appetizers that were out of this world. So anyway, it was a great trip.
Football game.
Thanks for listening to Tucker's Tape. We'll be back for segment number three.
Yeah.
Quarter number three coming right up.
Three dudes. Come on, dude. I took the time to break down these three guys. You got to ask me about these three kids, too.
I have to get one thought on the game and the Eagles, and then we'll get to it.
Incredible. Incredible. I mean, if you would have told me that the Eagles' D-line wouldn't dominate and they'd still win, that would really surprise
Philly
me.
Philly special. That's the thought.
If you would have told me that Foles would outplay Brady and Peterson would outcoach Belichick, but that's what happened. I don't care what anybody says. That's what happened. Part of it is because Belichick's so petty to bench Malcolm Butler.
Right.
It's one thing to not have him start, but then you put in other guys, Jordan Richards and Bademosi, who didn't play all year. I mean, he basically sabotaged Brady's chance for another ring. It's unbelievable to me. I hope he proved his point because Malcolm Butler's a free agent and going to get rich somewhere else anyway.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. All right, we're going to go back on task here for Tucker's Tape. We talked about Ross's food adventures in Minneapolis and a little bit about Super Bowl. Let's talk about Rashid Walker. He's the only one that Penn State added to its 2018 recruiting class on the second phase of National Signing Day. He's a 6'6". 290-pound four-star offensive lineman from North Point High School in Waldorf, Maryland. It was Penn State and Ohio State, maybe Virginia Tech, but basically it came down head-to-head, Penn State versus Ohio State. Break him down a little bit.
And by the way, didn't Ohio State get a different five-star offensive tackle anyway?
They did.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, Urban was like celebrating. He's pounding the chair.
That was a Michigan-Ohio State. That was between.
Yeah, didn't Michigan have a terrible day? Yeah.
Michigan had
like
a horrible
every kid
day.
They thought that they would get that day, they didn't.
Yeah,
you know, that's kind of what happens when you're going the wrong direction, and it comes down to crunch time like that. That's what happens. Rashid Walker is the best offensive line recruit Penn State has had since we've been doing this, since the Keystone Sports Network was created, since people can go to Keystone. sportsnetwork.com, get the KSN app. If you haven't done any of those things, by the way, I don't know what you're waiting for, but all those things are awesome. He's the best offensive line recruit they've had. He's best offensive line prospect. He's like the Nana kid, maybe not quite as athletic, but he's way bigger and way meaner than the Nana kid. I love Rashid Walker. I watched his tape twice because he has ideal size, length, and athleticism. Probably the first guy I can remember seeing where, like, it wouldn't shock me if he beat out Chaz Wright to be the right tackle for Penn State. Now, I don't think it's going to happen because if you don't early enroll, it's just almost impossible because in the spring is when they, like, tinker with things and, like, give guys a shot. Once fall camp comes, it's go time. It's business time. But Rashid Walker, I mean, first of all, great. He's 6'6", whatever he is, 300 pounds. Great size, length. He's an excellent athlete. Not quite the athlete of like a Nana Asido or Michael Mennett. Not quite that athletic. But he also weighs like 40 pounds more than those guys did in high school, right? So that's a big difference. I got a chance to talk to him at the U.S. Army Bowl. He seemed like a very good kid. I mean, look, it's limited interaction. But I thought our interaction was very positive for him. I don't always think that when I talk to kids. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know about this guy. Rashid Walker, I was impressed with, and the Nana kid. But what I love about him the most is he's got the height, the size, all that stuff. But he's a finisher. I mean, he rolls people off the ball in the run game. When he's downfield, he's looking for someone to throw on the ground and then splash on top of or splatter. And then his defensive tape is crazy.
That's what James alluded to yesterday.
His defensive tape.
That's what
now,
I saw.
Now, I watched him last year, and I think he might have only played one way, or I only watched his junior offensive line tape. His senior defensive line tape, he's killing people. Like, he could be a D-line recruit. The thing is usually when they're 6'6", those guys lean more towards offensive tackle. The D tackles end up being more like between 6 foot and 6'3". But he absolutely kills guys on defense. He's explosive. He's chasing down quarterbacks, running him down. He's got moves. I mean, he's got club swim, get in the backfield all the time. Like I said, we have to go through it, but basically all of the offensive line recruits, since we've started doing Keystone Sports Network, they're all on the team right now, right? Yeah. So based on all those guys, he's the best. You know, C.J. Thorpe, I liked a lot of stuff about him. I liked a lot of stuff about Mennett. I like some McGovern stuff. Ryan Bates, I like some. But just based on coming out of high school, this guy's the best O-line. And you know what? Asidu might be the second best I've seen. Seriously.
Wow.
Those guys are that good.
So when you roll it forward in like 2 years and you're talking about meme, you got Walker, Thorpe, Miranda. I would think Will Fries, he's not mean.
Walker, if they put Walker and Thorpe on the same side, those guys will kill people. Those guys will absolutely dominate.
And I heard Miranda's a little like that,
In fact, I'm sending some text messages because they need to do that. I want Thorpe and Walker on the same side. I won't even watch the ball. I won't care. I'll watch that. In terms of the other guys, I think we should note Solomon Enos.
Yeah, we should.
I mean, they already had three wide receivers, right? So sometimes in these situations, I wonder – how much they really wanted Enos at the end. You know, especially when he's a legacy. Because I still think, and nobody's confirmed this, but I still think that Dotson wanted to go to Penn State all along, and Penn State gave him the stiff arm and said, we don't have space for you right now. But then stuff happened, and they were ultimately able to get Dotson. They got three receivers. So Enos is a really tall kid that runs really well. I don't know what league he's playing in Arizona, but both teams have no more than 10 kids on the sideline, and there's nobody at the game. So he's playing terrible level of competition, but he's good run after the catch. They put him as the Wildcat quarterback. He's impressive. And Shaquan Anderson Butts, he's a prospect both ways, the Harrisburg kid.
Right, right, right.
And he might end up at Penn State.
That's what I asked Bob earlier. Do you think they go back? And Bob said, I don't know if they're a JUCO recruiting anymore. He wasn't
sure. I think if he does really well, and depending on how the wide receiver position shakes out, I wouldn't be surprised if they circled back. It's a little weird that we thought he'd sign the first time, then we thought he'd sign the second time. Like, I it makes me wonder what's going on there. But he must just have really bad grades, because he wouldn't sign in a junior college to play at Penn State.
It's like an academic
issue. He would have just gone to Florida, or he would have gone somewhere else. So, anyway, those are both good players, but I feel like Penn State already got three good wide receivers in this class. They didn't really need a fourth. I think if they got Anderson Butts, he probably would have been a safety instead of Isheem Young.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. A little bit of everything there for you. Coming up, it's your questions and Ross's answers. Ask Ross. Brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com is coming up next. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA home insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-LONG.